ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, John Riggins. Get him here. Let him finish up that magic. There's no business like show business.
Horror Grease.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm going to start ranking your studio audience. This one, pun intended, by the way. This one's pretty tame this morning, Grease. What, nobody ate any chili dogs last night?
Well, what John's making reference to is, as this room is actually laden with people, some mornings it's very lively in here.
I bet.
And I, for one, am one of the number one methane offenders, but...
But no silent stuff, all right? If you're going to do it, let's hear it, all right?
Well,
we'll score it.
It's kind of funny. The people in front are okay because we got the anti-speckle shield here, but every now and then we'll get somebody...
But that doesn't keep a cloud from wafting over the top, does it, Grease?
Yeah, well, occasionally. I had one woman one time, we had a live show, she tapped me on the shoulder. She went, "My God, what in the blue?" I said, "Now, just relax. That was just like a little ASS broadcast." She said, you better check your britches. To me, that sounded like a BVD receiver. So anyway, enough fecology. Listen to let's raise ourselves. It looks like your agent got you another gig, John. I got the press release here.
Yeah.
Listen to this. The National Symphony Orchestra will present 4 free concerts at the Carter Baron Amphitheater Tuesday, July 21st through Friday, July 24th. Tuesday's program. Okay, that's Paul Berry hosting that one. And, you're out there, I see. Tuesday's program, hosted by WJLA-TV's Paul Berry, includes choral favorites sung by the Kennedy Center District of Columbia Chorus. Sports and music is the theme for Wednesday's concert, which features Redskin-turned-actor John Riggins as narrator. Thursday evening, so you're going to narrate, what is this now?
Jack and a Beanstalk is one of the selections, and the other one, I can't think of it right off the top of my head. We've got rehearsal tomorrow morning is the first rehearsal we've had. But it's basically how the orchestra goes together, and it's a children's concert. So kind of teaches the kids, about the woodwinds and the strings, and then they put it all together. And I've heard of this piece before, but I'm sorry, I can't think of it now.
Well,
is so typical for me. But
after you get...
I've said it often, Grease, out there on that football field, I've been kicked in the head a lot. So, don't expect too much from me.
Well, when you get your copy of the script, maybe bring it by and we'll take a peek at that.
I shall do that, absolutely.
For more information on seeing all these wonderful things, and of course, John narrating Jack and the Beanstalk.
With my Kansas twang, it ought to fit in real good.
Real homie-like.
Kind of like I used to close that show out at the Alney when at the very end, I used to say, "Come on, baby, let's hit the shares." And the, instead of showers, I was always saying hit the shares. We got a big kick out of that.
Speaking of which, we have a tape of the old days, but I'll play that for you in a second. But let me give out the number, 202-467-4600. I think I'm going to come see that. I'm going to make it a point. I've seen your opening night at the Olney Theater. I'm going to see everything you're in. I'm going to make it my life quest to see everything you do. Just so you know, if I'm going somewhere, damn it, the grease is out there somewhere.
That sounds good to me. I'll be the young Orson Welles.